Where's the oversight? Where's the accountability? What's going on at We Charity?
Getting young people involved in serving their country, particularly through this time of crisis, is something that I believe in deeply.
What they don't need is another scandal from a prime minister who is looking to put his friends before everyday Canadians.
Now the host of
Nothing,
Brian Lilly.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. That's a cheap shot by the guys putting that together. Why is this even news, guys? Come on. Why is this news? It's no big deal. There, you know, there's a pandemic, right? There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. And you people, I wonder if Brian Lilly's reporting on this.
Wait a minute. Did you say you people?
Not we people.
But you said you people. I think we got to, never mind.
You people, we people, we. Wasn't we, by the way, that made these payments. Well, it wasn't supposed to be. That was an accident. It was me, we, which is a division of we, or we, they, or some goddamn thing that's going on. So how are you doing this morning, Brian?
I'm doing well. I'm doing better than either Prime Minister Trudeau or the Kielberger brothers, although I do get this sense, and by the way, for anyone that hasn't seen the front page of the Ottawa Sun today,
love it,
because that's where we use the We Are Family for my column today. I got the sense that the Kielberger brothers and we may have decided, you know what, we've had enough of being kicked around. Let's release everything. Let's tell everyone that we paid Maggie Trudeau $332,000 and Sasha $40,000.
Really? Is that just do you know that, or is it just your gut that they've thrown the Trudeaus under the bus?
It's just a feeling. It's just a feeling. Look, here's how the story came out yesterday. Canada Land, which is an online organization, they do a bunch of podcasts and reporting on media, but they've been following the We saga for a while. They've been reporting on them before anyone else was in terms of how the organization works. They got a hold of receipts from the speaker's bureaus showing that Margaret and Alexandra Trudeau were both paid to speak at We Day events. Now, the Prime Minister's office had said, no one in my family was paid to go to these events. This was all part of the asking questions about conflict of interest after the $912 million contract was announced to We.
I call it a billion.
Yeah. So he said, no one's been paid. We said, We Charity has not paid anyone. Well, they were trying to be cute by half because We Charity didn't pay them, but Me to We, which is a separate but related organization, did pay them. And We says, well, they were our corporate sponsor, and they paid the speaking fees.
So the one arm of your organization is the sponsor of the other arm?
Well, Me to We is a for-profit organization run by the Kielberger brothers. I don't know how it exists without We Charity. You know, would we really be seeing their chocolate bars and coffee in local supermarkets? We're buying their bracelets at We Day events if We Charity didn't exist.
I almost feel like it's a way to cash in on your own charity.
Could be. I mean, if I
were a cynical guy.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be a lot more questions about the entire We organization and structure over the coming days and weeks, and there definitely should be. But late yesterday, as Canada Land is about to break this, We goes to CBC and hands them the information proactively, they said, and that's why you're hearing that Maggie Trudeau cut $250,000, because that's the lower number that they wanted out there.
See, I'd pay to hear Maggie Thatcher speak.
Yeah, not especially now. That'd be quite the feat. But the fact is, she got paid $332,000, not $250,000.
Yeah, I like how they subtracted some of her expenses, like her agent fee, for her to make it look better.
That would be like saying Tom Brady didn't just sign a $50 million contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because, well, he's got an agent to pay.
Well, yeah, and he writes off some of his travel and his private jet and his season tickets. And, you know, all of that stuff comes off before he pays tax. So that money, that doesn't really count as part of the fee. Yes, it does.
And so this stinks for the PM, Bill, because this adds to the whole issue of conflict of interest. The PM's direct family, mother, brother, and wife, because she was also paid for one event. Yeah, it was a while ago, but she was paid as well. And they had said none of the family were paid. $353,000 between the three of them. And We gets a billion-dollar contract. Trudeau gets, you know, speaking gig after speaking gig to talk to these young people who are highly motivated. He gets the stage no other politician gets. And guess what? I bet they all vote for him at the end.
Yeah, I mean, my kids have been subjected to that brainwashing, too. The school drags them to the event, and they come back all goo-goo-eyed over, oh, Dad, do you know anything about Justin Trudeau? What a great guy. Pretty true. There's a lot of moving parts to this. It starts with just the fact that people who are this privileged already and, you know, living on trust funds take money from a charity due to a speaking engagement in the first place. Just is appalling to me. Because I don't know if you charge, Brian. Some people do charge a small amount. Some have their expenses covered. But I know you don't take a full speaking fee to speak to charities because you've filled in for me at the last minute. You never asked what it paid. So this is how most people I know who speak for a living do it. If it's an organization that it's in the profit-making business, of course you deserve a fee to do it. If it's a charity, you either do it or you don't do it. And if you do it because you have the time and you like the charity, you donate your time. They tried to have it both ways. They tried to make it look like they were just being good citizens and giving back. And Justin Trudeau, in the soundbite we've been playing today, talks about how, you know, they're giving back and being good citizens. No, they're not. They're being employees. They're getting paid. It is not a charitable act to take money to speak. It's the farthest thing from it.
I can tell you that back in 2012, is when I believe Justin Trudeau stopped taking speaking fees. Now, he says he's never been paid by WE. WE says that they've never paid him, nor is anybody else to appear at WE Day events. Why was he doing their events for free, other than to be able to speak to young future voters? But at the same time, he was charging the Canadian Mental Health Association in Burlington $20,000 in June of 2012. He charged Literacy for Life in Saskatoon $20,000 in April 2012. Charity of Hope, $15,000. A lot of these groups are related to children. Children of Hope, $10,000 in May of 2008. It just goes
on
and on.
That's $10,000 less that goes to the cause.
And look, you want to say, I'll fly you out. We'll put you up in a hotel. We'll cover your expenses. Absolutely. Somebody shouldn't be out of pocket for speaking at a charity event where they're going to be raising money and using your name to do it. But outside of that, why are you charging $10,000 for a charity? You know, Community Safety and Crime Prevention of Waterloo, out $10,000 so Justin Trudeau can line his pocket. A lot of these were while he was an MP.
Yeah.
He only stopped
MPs
when he became
are supposed to go out and
leader.
Speak to the community because that's what they do. That's what they're already getting paid for. There's so many elements to this, starting with we were just completely misled about these speaking engagements. So that's a problem. How ethical was it for the prime minister to, at the very least, not recuse himself, perhaps actually have been proactive in bringing WE into the organization? So those are all important issues. Some of the sidebar issues, though, that I think are interesting to me. You outline how the story broke, that Canada Land had been working on it, and then it looks like somebody fed the CBC and get a friendlier version. They look bad out of this too yesterday. Did you see any of the tweets from one of their top news people, Rosie Barton, where she was apologizing in advance because her show was not going to deal with this issue? And, you know, please don't think, we recorded this 3 weeks ago. What we're into. Really, you don't have the ability at the public broadcaster where you get millions of dollars.
Billions, $1.5 billion.
To pivot and do live news on a news show? And then I didn't see what she finally did, but then I saw her scramble later. We're mobilizing all of our forces. Oh, now you're going to try to cover it. It's pathetic.
Yeah, I will say that I'm surprised at how much the press gallery has jumped on this story and has picked out all kinds of angles on it. And that's from CTV and Bell Media to CBC and The Globe. People have grabbed onto this story, and it leaves a bad taste in the mouth of an awful lot of people. Even liberals on TV yesterday were saying how bad this looks for the PM because he's tried to be holier than thou on this issue. And just like SNC-Lavalin and the Aga Khan's island trip, he doesn't think he did anything wrong. He's going to have another report from the ethics commissioner now saying he broke the rules, and he will tell us it's a learning experience for all of us. Well,
that's right.
Eventually, we may get the learning experience of saying, it's time for you to move on to another job. The question is, will voters do it? Or
but
will
this is
Liberal
why he
Party
does the things he does,
do
Brian.
First?
No, no, you're missing them. Don't be so cruel. He does these things so he can tell his children later how bad it is that people do these things. Wonder if his children got paid to speak at any events. Hey, before I let you go, how much does it stick? Does the Liberal Party squeeze this guy out? Does he quit before the next election? I think at the very least, because I've just personally had a hunch that he was going to try to call an election as early as he could. You don't want to do it in the middle of COVID-19, but the first moment you can to say, look, I need a mandate now. We got a lot of work to do. We got to fight the possible second wave. You know, let the conservatives pick their leader and then, boom, find an excuse to call an election. It would make it very difficult to do that now because this stink is going to hang around for a while. So I think it may change that one calculus for him. But what impact do you see it having on him?
I think you're right that it changes the calculus on whether he has a fall election. When it first came out, I thought that's a bogus idea. It won't happen. And then it started to sound more and more plausible that before the second wave, he would, as you say, ask for a mandate. Let us deal with this. We're in charge. Steady hand at the wheel. Much the same lines that Stephen Harper used during the 2008 economic crisis.
Yeah, true.
He would use there. This makes it more difficult for him. For anyone that thinks the Trudeau Liberals didn't pay a price for the past ethical violations, remember, he has a minority government. He may not remember that, and he may not be acting like it at the moment, but he runs a minority government. So I think that this idea gets put off if people stay on the story, and given the way they just keep screwing up, I think this story sticks around. I mean, they're trying to tell us it's nothing to see here. As I say in my column today, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
This one is a lot easier to get your head around than SNC-Lavalin. Members of his family got cash from an organization he funneled our money into. It can't be simpler to explain than that. You're either okay with that or you're not. And I think most taxpayers will really not be okay with that, especially when unemployment is the way it is right now and people are struggling to save their jobs, pay their rent, pay their mortgage. It's a bad time for them to be getting rich, speaking at charitable events.
And when I should have sent it to you earlier. I'll send you the video that we did for Trudeau for their We Pledge in Canada 150. You would think it was an ad for Justin Trudeau's re-election. This bizarre relationship between the Trudeaus and this organization is going to leave a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths, from the money to the symbiotic nature of it.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Bill.
Brian Lilly of the Toronto Sun, Sun Media, great front page in the Ottawa Sun today, and the Toronto Sun as well. Here's another example of this is how you do charitable work. I read on Gene Vilaitis, broadcaster with an extraordinary career, and someone I worked for years ago. Great guy, great broadcaster. I saw on Facebook he was saying, and he's busy, he's got other businesses he's running, and he said, it's hard not to be in broadcasting during an important time like this, really tough. I called him up and I said, I don't have a budget, but if you want to be part of this, we could use someone with an outside view to look at first it was COVID-19 heroes. Would you be willing to donate your skills to this? This is a profit organization, and Gene just wanted to serve the public doing what he knows how to do well. And he said, I'm up. Count me in. That's someone that you can look up to. That's someone with ethics. That's someone who gives and cares. He didn't ask, what's in it for me? He didn't tell me to send the check. He said, how can I help? Gene Vilaitis, COVID-19, Back to the Future, coming up next.